Basics of water law. We have two basic schemes of water law in Texas, which are related to the two basic types of water, surface water and groundwater. Surface water, here's the definition, the water of the ordinary flow, underflow, and tides of every flowing river, natural stream, and lake of every bay or arm of the Gulf of Mexico, and the stormwater, floodwater, and rainwater of every river, natural stream, canyon, ravine, depression, and watershed in the state is the property of the state of Texas. That doesn't leave a whole lot else. The only thing else is what is specifically defined as groundwater. I always like to throw this in here because we're going to talk about the value of water. It's a quote from George Carlin. Ever wonder about those people who spend $2 a piece on those little bottles of Evian? Try spelling Evian backwards. Groundwater is the other basic type of water in Texas, and this is the legal definition of groundwater. Once you get more familiar with this, you will figure out that there is a potential overlap between the definition of state water and groundwater, and it's where we deal with what's called underflow, which is the water that's in a stream but may seep out into a shallow gravel bed adjoining the stream course, and people will drill down into it. Now, right now, we would say as long as that is outside the bed and banks of a stream in the state of Texas, it's groundwater, even if you only have to drill 30 feet to hit it.